Father, we love you. We honor you. We say, hallowed be thy name. The name of the Lord is highly exalted. It's a banner over us. It's a banner that goes before us. It is our strength. It is our victory. We have even joy in that name. Everything, that name is everything for us. God be the glory. Thank you for all your children that are here. Those who are yet to join, we thank you for the unity of the faith. I will be in one accord during this time in seeking the Lord, making one voice to be heard before the Lord in praying and seeking your face, Lord. God be the glory. I pray strength upon every person that is here in Jesus' name. Accept, Lord, this sacrifice. And we deny, he said, except the man deny himself. And we deny ourselves of certain things this time, Lord, come before you to ask for a blessing. Pour out a blessing in the name of Jesus. Pour out a blessing. Pour out a blessing. And as we prepare our hearts before the Lord, to God be the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, the next, today and the next 3 days, it's going to be all about September to Remember event. We've been talking about it, you know, for quite some time. And we've also been talking about this particular prayer meeting, you know, for a while. This prayer meeting, you know, it's a holy, think of it as a holy convocation. Scripture encourages us, you know, from time to time, you know, to call people together. Actually calls it sanctify a fast. You know, in other words, set apart something holy before the Lord. Vessels of service must be sanctified. They did that through the sprinkling of the blood. Well, we must sanctify ourselves through the blood of Jesus as we come for this time. So I'm going to read the charge and then lead us through these sessions as we go through. The charge that we have at this time, in the book of Joel, we have the charge. It says that we should sanctify a fast. And we should call a solemn assembly together. So we're going to start here. Just one or two verses here and there to read. Not too much teaching these days. Just mostly prayer. Joel chapter 1, verse 14. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. That's exactly what we are doing. And that's exactly what we will be doing these next few days. We are sanctifying a fast. Today through Sunday morning, sanctifying a fast. I will call together an assembly. It's a solemn assembly. It's not exactly a partying assembly. Sometimes people get together for weddings, for this and that. Well, this is not the case. Today, it's a sober assembly. God be the glory. And our minds must be sober. Our minds must be sober before the Lord, even at this time, as the Lord has called, you know, for this gathering. We'll be talking about when God calls for a gathering. What is it? What's in his mind? What do you want to do? Sanctify means to make something holy, set apart for sacred use, you know, or to be made free from sin. So sanctify fast. So the first thing we're going to be doing is, you know, confessions to make ourselves ready, really, you know, to make ourselves ready. God be the glory. So that's the call to sanctify fast. In Joel chapter 2, the same call is given. Blow the trumpet in Zion, he said. Sanctify a fast and call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children, them that suck, you know, and so forth. I mean, that particular call was, let no one be left behind. You know, don't say, oh, I just got married. No, he said, even the bridegroom, let it come out of his chamber. Let even the bride come out of her closet. Let them all come together and pray. Call upon the name of the Lord. And let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, thank God that God sees priests as his ministers. What are ministers? Servants. A minister is a servant. The priests, the servants of the Lord, a minister unto the Lord, let them weep, between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Therefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Well, that was their prayer at that time. This time around, our prayer is over September to remember. We're going to be praying for every aspect, day by day. You know, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But first, let's see some of the things that they used to do, you know, on the fasting day. Back in the day, the way they did the fasting, in the book of Nehemiah chapter 9, you know, let's see what they did. They stood, we're told, people confessed their sins. The seed of Israel separated themselves. You know, so let's read it. Now, Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 1. Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting. So this was a fasting day. What did they do? They came with sackcloth. They came with earth upon their head because they were remorseful. They had walked away from the Lord. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers. This was on the fasting day. They stood in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord. And just see how much time they spent confessing and how much time they spent reading the word and how much time they spent worshiping the Lord. Let's read it. They stood in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day. Now the day was 12 hours. So for 1/4 part of those 12 hours, which is 3 hours, right? They stood in their place and read the book of the law. Then for another 1/4 part, for another 3 hours, they confessed and worshipped. You know, can you imagine? Total of 6 hours that they spent, you know, in that gathering, reading the word of the Lord, confessing and worshiping the Lord. Well, we're going to mimic that pattern. We're not going to be here for 6 hours, but we're going to do same similar things. We're going to read in the book of the law. I'm already reading in the book of the law right now. And we're going to worship. We're going to confess our sins. We're going to prepare our hearts, you know, before the Lord. A lot of things that we need to cry unto God for, especially this September, to remember. conference that's coming. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 36, there's another thing that they did on the fasting day. He said, therefore, go thou and read in the roll, it has written from my mouth, the words of the Lord in the ears of all the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And I shall also read in their ears and so forth, all of Judah that come out of their cities. It may be that when they present their supplication before the Lord, and everyone will return from their evil ways, that the Lord will hear and do something. So on the fasting day, there's some prescription. We read book of the law, and we stand and confess our sins, and we pray and ask for the mercy of the Lord. The first part that we are going to do, now we have proclaimed the fast already, so we're going to sanctify this fast through confession of our sins. We sanctify the fast. It's actually the people that need to be sanctified. We're sanctifying ourselves. We're setting apart this time, setting ourselves also apart for what the Lord is going to do. Then we're going to pray. See? And remember, we got to be in one accord. It is the one accord part, the unity of the faith part, that's really going to get something done. It's not that we have not been praying individually. We have, but when we come together corporately, it makes a big impact and a big difference. So we are here today, a solemn assembly. Prepare our hearts. We're going to take prayers. The first prayer we want to take right now is a prayer of preparation of our hearts in repentance and confession before the Lord. And when we call for prayer, everybody may pray. This is not a teaching segment per se. You may read the scriptures in between the prayers. But when I call for prayer, I want everybody to engage in the prayer. You may open your mics at the time and then pray. When I end that prayer session, you can close your mics again. I might read a scripture or say something else. Then we pray again. And you just keep on praying and keep on preparing our hearts before the Lord. There's so many things to pray about over these next few days. So many things. Our first call for prayer today is in preparing our hearts, sanctifying ourselves. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. We must put ourselves on the line. In a great house, the scripture says that there are many vessels, some unto honor and some unto dishonor. Well, the vessels that are unto honor, they're good already. But if anything is dishonorable, scripture says that they can cleanse ourselves. So reading in the book of the law today, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 19. The foundation of the Lord, he said, standeth sure, having this seal. It's a two-part seal. The Lord knows them that are his. That's his own part. And our part is, let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord, the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. So two parts to this covenant. It's a seal. The Lord knows them who are his, and we that name the name of the Lord, we have a responsibility to depart from iniquity. The depart from iniquity part is what we're going to do now. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but there's also vessels of wood and of earth. And some of them are to honor, like the gold and the silver, and some are to dishonor, like the wood and the earth. Now, if any man therefore purge himself from these things that are dishonorable, then he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, that's that word again, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So, there is the purging in order to be sanctified and to be set apart, you know, and there is the separation and the preparation unto every good work. Praise the Lord. So, you know, these are the things that we are going to be doing today. Praying, preparing our hearts, sanctifying ourselves before the Lord. So that's the first call to prayer. Set ourselves apart for God's special use. Make ourselves holy. You know, scripture says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. You know, who shall ascend? Well, let's talk about that. It's part of the reading of the book of the law on the fasting day. What's it going to take to get God's attention? Well, you know, who is it that can ascend like that into the holy place? Who can abide even in his tabernacle? Let's read these things. Let's read a portion from Psalm 15, a portion from Psalm 24. Psalm 15, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? And who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Well, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. So every untruth, every backbiting, every evil word that's been spoken, every word that's been spoken in reproach, every time that we've looked narrowly upon anyone, we are going to confess it before the Lord. Praise God. Also, you know, in the book of Psalm 24, in order for the Lord, you know, to really come in, talking about the King of Glory, open doors for him to come in. Well, it starts out by asking this question, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or shall stand in his holy place? Well, he gives the answer, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, even he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So let's think about that. How do we make our hands holy? Well, if we put our hands to anything, you know, that is unholy or grieving to the Holy Spirit, we need to, you know, confess it, put it before the Lord. Today and every day, you know, as we go through this consecration, can we dwell in his presence during this time? Well, yeah, that's the idea, that God wants us to, is calling us. You know, when God calls for a solemn assembly like this, there is something that he wants to do. One last scripture we will read in this regard before we begin to pray. The book of Isaiah chapter 33. We're going to pick it up from verse 14 or so. Praise the Lord. You know, let's see what the Lord has to say again about how to ascend into his presence, how to receive the fiery presence of the Lord, and how to even operate in that realm. Powerful thing. It says the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness surprise the hypocrites. And he has a question. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Who can do it? Well, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, and shaketh his hands, holding up brides again. That's those are the clean hands. Stoppeth his ears even from hearing blood or things that don't edify, and shut his eyes from seeing evil. Well, he can enter into and dwell in that devouring presence and fire of the Lord. He shall dwell on high. The place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. I mean, it will be fortified like a fortress of rocks around him. Bread shall be even given to him. His water shall be sure. But he starts out by, you know, getting his hands clean, getting his heart clean, walking and speaking righteously before the Lord. And this is the call to prayer. When God wants to do something, the people that pray must identify themselves with the sins and the errors. That's how we pray. At this time, that's how we're going to pray. You know, that's how Daniel prayed. You know, he prayed, you know, in Daniel chapter 9, he said, we have sinned. Didn't say the people have sinned. Just said, we have sinned. O Lord, he said, we have sinned. He said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting. And this is what he did on the fasting day, Daniel chapter 9. You know, with sackcloth, with ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession. That's what you do on the fasting day. And I said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. We, he said, have sinned. I don't know that Daniel necessarily practiced the iniquities of the people of his generations, you know, but he put himself in the mix. We have sinned, committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments, he said. Neither have we hearkened unto the prophets, the servants of the Lord, which spake in the name of the Lord to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day, because we have departed, you know, from the Lord. Unto us belong confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against you, on and on and on. But to our Lord belong mercies and forgiveness. Even though we rebelled against him, and we have not obeyed his voice like we should have, yet today, O Lord, hear the words of our confession. So that's how we pray. We're going to do that right now. So that's the consider that as, you know, the reading of the word of the Lord, and then The rest of it is for us to pray, you know, now. I encourage every one of us to pour our hearts out before the Lord. Pour our heart out in prayer, in supplication. Let's do that for us. Let's just concentrate on that. Let's not worry about anything else. In these prayers, we're not going to be asking about personal needs. No. We're going to be praying prayers of confession, of getting ourselves ready before the Lord. That's what we're going to be praying about. You know, how do we need to get ourselves into that devouring fire? How do we need to get ourselves into everlasting burnings like that? That the glory is always around us and burning, and walking on the stones of fire and things like that. Well, so that's with confession. So now we're going to pray. And then after this first round of prayers, I will be calling out some things that we'll be praying for. Our focus, again, is September to remember. So let's go into prayers right now, everybody. Prayer of confession together. You know, without it, God's visitation cannot come. So prayer in Jesus' name. Everybody can open their mics now and pray. Ah, Lord God.
Father, we just come before you and I just thank you this morning. Touch my heart, touch my mind, touch my spirit, touch my soul, touch my look and suffer. Find us not back in, take it away, Lord. Spend me a bit. Father, we have sinned, we have committed iniquity. Oh, Father, give him a shout out. We have done wickedly, Lord. We have rebelled, inshallah. We have departed from your goodness, from your judgment, Father. Help us to hearken unto your words. For hearken unto what you can do for us. We need your help, Lord, for righteousness. Oh, Father, give him a shout out. We have done wickedly, Lord. We have rebelled, inshallah. We have departed from your goodness, from your judgment, Father. Help us to hearken unto what you can do for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. lives. Ikara sandoro
We are praying for everyone. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We've confessed our sins. The Lord here in Jesus' name. Amen. Thy people, the scripture says, shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, Psalm 110 and verse 3, from the womb of the morning, such as this, may the Lord pour the dew of heaven upon us to give us strength and to renew our youth in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt arise, O Lord. Ha! Yes, and favor thy people. For it is time for the Lord to bless his people. The set time has come that the Lord had called for. God be the glory. God be the glory. God be the glory. Now, we're going to read one or two more scriptures. We're going to start to use the scriptures to pray. As we're going through these things, until it's time to start praying, you can close your mics because it's disturbing my words. Close your mics, please. Look down at your mic and close. If your mic is open. And then when it is time for you to pray, you can release your mics at that time. Praise the Lord. I want to read the word of the Lord again to us. These are some of the things that we will be praying about. Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 8. This is the theme that is going to govern September to remember. Yes, we know the Lord gave us a theme of transforming believers into champions of faith, but the overriding theme and prayer is this one here in Isaiah 45 and verse 8. This is what we want to experience. Ha! Glory to God. Drop down, ye heavens, from above. We don't even want to be separated. We don't want to be, heaven is over there and we are here. No. Where heaven is, that's where we want to be. Where we are is where heaven must be. There must be a conjunction between heaven and earth in this September to remember meeting. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. What is righteousness? Well, it is the scepter of his throne. It is God's signature. The very character of the Lord. That's what it is. The scepter of thy throne, O Lord, the scepter of righteousness. The posture, his mind, and everything is all about righteousness and holiness, true holiness. Let the earth open up. That's us. Heaven is ready to come down. Earth must open up. And together, heaven and earth must bring forth salvation. Righteousness must spring up together. The glory of the Lord must be revealed. God said, the Lord, I, the Lord, have created it. Now, this is day one of this consecration, and we will be praying specifically for day one of the event today. Now, before we get to day one, the things leading up to day one, many of those things are now ready. Jesus, one time he told a parable, he said, well, all things are now ready. Come, ye that are bidding to the feast. And many of them began to make excuses. You know, in one agreement, it seemed as if they conspired against the master that invited them. You know, like people conspired against the Lord, you know, to just make excuse. Why do the heathen rage? Well, that should be the heathen. The people of God should not do that. You know, so let's not make excuses. So every excuse and every hindrance leading up to day one, we're going to pray against. Also, you know, there are people that are making preparations. Not everybody coming to the conference are local. Some people are coming from very, very far away states, even out of the country people are coming from, you know, and then we got to pray against the fear of travel. That's right. We got to pray against, you know, things, anything going wrong with their preparations. We got to pray against delays. You know, sometimes these delays, you know, can weary people down. If your journey is supposed to take 8 hours and delay makes it 16 or 20 hours and you are wearied by the time you get there, can't even function. So we're going to pray against all those things. We'll be praying. So that's up to day one. So everything that's leading up to day one, we'll be praying. The preparations that are going on behind the scenes, those are leading up to day one. We'll be praying. Throughout the time that are leading up to day one on the ground, we'll be praying for good weather. Right now, in this area, Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, etc., there is the stormy wind. There's all kinds of things going on. But it can happen now and be done before we get to September to remember. You know, so there's the blowing of the storm, monsoon and everything else going on. But, well, by the time we enter into the week, everything will be quiet. Everything will be at peace. We can say the earth is at rest. The land must be at rest. There must be no violence. There must be no uproar. You know, the weather must behave and cooperate. We must not have excessive heat. Usually, there's a lot of heat in Arizona around this time. But it's coming down. We must not have rains to disturb the events. And all and on and on. The Lord will be bringing to your mind things that lead up to day one. And then, when we meet, it's got to be an explosion. We'll be praying that everybody will come with fire. Devouring fire and everlasting burnings. Fire that's ready to spark. We don't want to come in cold and waiting for somebody else to crank you up. If only one battery has to charge up 12, 13, 14, 30 dead batteries, even that battery will be dead by the time it's finished. But if they're all fired up, going to be explosion and sparks. So these are the things that we're praying for leading up to day one. So I want us to pray, open up our mics now and pray. At the end, I will call on one or two people to take the prayer. To God be the glory. So we may pray now over these things that I just outlined. Prayer in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you again as we call upon the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Yes. That which you have called us to put it in our mind. For it is you, Lord, that
We worship
Begin to sanctify even the conference in the name of Jesus. The swimming pool, every part that we will use, the lacrosse, the table, the Amen. I'll need one person can raise their voice, actually two, but first one, raise your voice. Anybody may do it. We'll pray and we'll come behind you in agreement over all these things leading up to day one. People, individuals, preparations, circumstances around individuals, things that are trying to hold us back. Logistics, preparations, the sanctification of the conference site itself, the hotel rooms, everything that we will be doing. In fact, during the event, we'll be having multiple things using different parts of the conference grounds, sanctifying the place in prayer, sanctifying the travels of the people, sanctifying the preparations, sanctifying the weather and everything. All these things that we have called out in prayer, any part of it that you remember. I have two persons raise those prayers and will come behind you in Jesus' name. Go ahead. I want somebody to lead that prayer. We have to be engaged here. There should be no long silence. This is a prayer fire, prayer meeting. Let's be engaged. Somebody raise that those prayer points and pray and come behind you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Our Father and our God, we want to thank you for this blessed morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this opportunity, O God, to gather, O God, to be the gatekeepers, O God, in this matter. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we commit, O God, into your hands, O God, all the preparations, O God, for this meeting, Lord. Thank you for putting them in place already in Jesus' name. Our Father and our God, we commit, O God, into your hands, O God, everyone, O God, that is coming for this meeting, O Lord. Father, Lord, everything they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, they receive in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, every obstacle be removed from their way in Jesus' name. Lord, those that are coming from afar, O God, every distraction we remove from their path in the name of Jesus Christ. We take charge, we take control, O God, of every situation around them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those, O God, that are needing finance, O God, Lord, provide for them. Provide for them according to your riches, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those, O God, that wants permission, O God, We cut up a center, open doors for them, O God. Show them favor, Lord, in the eyes, O God, of their employers, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Rema Kurama Santia, we sanctify the highways and the byways, in the name of Jesus Christ. We sanctify the hall that we are going to use, the place they are going to stay. We sanctify it, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, nobody will forget anything, O God. Father, Makerebo Sompore Shandarabaru Sentaba Shintia, Lerema Kurama Santia, and nobody will fall suddenly ill, Lord. Any plan of the devil to hinder them, O God, by giving them ill health. Father, we bind those spirits in Jesus' name, all the gang up of hell, to distract them, to turn their mind away, to discourage them. Those, O God, that are still having too much, should I go, should I not go? We command that their vision be clear in the name of Jesus Christ. All those hindrances that want to put them back from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of God, from their deliverances. Father, Lord, we bind such spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We give them open doors in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that everything, O God, that you have put in place, Lord, nothing shall hinder, nothing shall disturb it. Every gang up of hell, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command the road open for everyone in the name of Jesus Christ to come into the glory of God, the presence of the Lord and the anointing. We kickstart that very day, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We need somebody else to take that prayer as well. Any other parts of it that the Lord puts in your mind? Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord, for September to remember the very first day. Lord, we come against every element that want to be a hindrance.
I think we lost her, or she lost our connection. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to take that prayer? Sister Esther lost that connection, I think.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we are gathering together unto you. And you said, unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. And Lord, wheresoever the people of God are, there is life, there is deliverance, there is heaven coming down and glory filling the hearts of the people. That is why we are coming again. We have purposed in our hearts, because we have purposed in agreement to gather in Phoenix, for those meetings, those days are sanctified in the name of Jesus. For Lord, we are spirits. We are not ordinary. It is the gathering of the eagles. And it is known in the heavens. Preparations are going towards it, Father. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, those things you have prepared, from this moment we are praying, we command them to begin to manifest in Jesus' name, beginning from every individual in our homes. Because the heavens have marked those days, because the earth has been informed that there is a gathering of the eagles. Where the eagles gather, the carcass is there. Holy Spirit, your presence begins from this moment, visiting everyone that you have called to be in that meeting, in the mighty name of Jesus, even those that will not come, by the power of the anointing, Lord Jesus, it will transfer things into their lives from this moment. You begin to steer us up. We read that the Spirit of the Lord steered up the people of God. Set up Paul, set up different people in the old and in the new, and you began to rot things. Therefore, Lord, begin to steer the spirit of each and every one of us, that, Lord, we begin to receive visions and revelations of what the heavens are bringing down. That we, Lord, be set loose in the name of Jesus from every entanglement, every entanglement, distractions, hindrances, kinks that will not allow the anointing to flow. We begin to get rid of them in the name of Jesus. For the heavens have spoken. Yes, according to Isaiah 45 verse 8, the heavens are commanded. Therefore, the earth must obey. Salvation going forth, healings going forth, spiritual healings, physical healings, all the parasites that have hindered the flow of the anointing, they begin to run, they begin to flee because the eagles are gathering. So Lord Jesus, every prayer that we have offered this morning concerning the preparation, concerning the sanctification of the places that we will use. Lord, concerning the air, the atmosphere, everything, they line up in our favor in the name of Jesus. For the kings, the priests, the prophets, they are going on a mission. Yes, we are going on a mission and we begin to prepare from now. So let the heavens meet with the earth and let good things begin to surface in our spirit. Let good things begin to surface in every household wherein, Lord, there is no obstacle, no obstacle of finances, no obstacle of revelations that are being delayed or hindered, no obstacle of sicknesses or whatever they call their names. Father, every way is made through in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you will do exceedingly and abundantly. Yes, yes, the 1,000 cattle on the hills, they belong unto the Lord. The money to spend, to buy tickets, the money to spend, whatever we need money for, we call it for. Money, you are a servant unto us. We, the servants of the Lord, we want to go out. We want to go and attend the calling of the Lord. We command you to come. We receive in the name of Jesus. Let situations begin to work out for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you have done it again. And Lord, we will glorify you. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have spoken and it is established. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen indeed. Praise the Lord. The Lord hear us according as we have poured out our hearts before him. Praise the Lord. Good morning and welcome everybody. Good afternoon to day one of this consecration, sanctify a fast that the Lord called us to do. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people and let them cry unto the Lord their God and say, spare us, O God, and remember us in the name of Jesus. You know, we want to call upon the Lord now for to remind him of the things that he has said. Hallelujah. The things that he has promised, said, you know, in the time of the latter rain, we should ask the Lord of rain, and the Lord will make bright clouds and give rain to every one grass in the field. No one will be left behind. The Lord has given us that instruction. I want to read to us some verses for the next round of prayers. God be the glory. In the book of Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12, we're reading about this thing we're doing right now. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, and you will reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, as we are doing even now. But it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon us. And that's what we are doing even right now. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 10 and verse 1, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. These are the things that we are going to pray about in this next prayer segment. And the Lord asked us, you know, before, he said, how many of you have seen this house in its former glory? Have you seen or experienced what the Lord has done before? Well, why is it then that we're not seeing those things again? Haggai was a man that called such things for us. He said, amend your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring wood and build. And I will take pleasure in it, saith the Lord. You know, so this is a promise. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 8. Go up to the mountain, bring wood and build. You know, the Lord challenges to do this thing. And come in there and do it. Come build with me, saith the Lord. And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. This is the thing we're going to ask God for, that Lord, take pleasure in our gathering. From day one, take pleasure in it. Let it be known. Let it not be just some other gathering. No. In fact, the devouring fire, let it be physically seen. Glory to God. Let the Lord be among us in a great place. The glory and in a great way. The glory of this latter house, the Lord said in Haggai chapter 2, shall be greater, verse 9, than that of the former. The former things that we have experienced before, the Lord is now set to do something else. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. So I want us to open our mouths and pray that we will experience something from day one. Those who are physically present and those that will be joining us remotely, the Spirit of the Lord from day one will be so overwhelming upon us from day one. The presence of the Lord. He said, I will take pleasure in their assembly. Lord, in the midst of thee, according to Zephaniah, will be mighty. We're going to use that also to pray from day one. Day one. You know, it's not going to be, we're not coming in cold and then warming up. No. But coming, hitting the ground, running. Praise be the name of the Lord. Today's room is entitled On Your Marks. That's right. When you are on a race like that, you're getting ready to start. On your marks is the first thing, you know, that the starter will call forth. On your marks. So we're getting on our marks today. There's only one thing on your mind when you are on those starting blocks. There's only one thing on your mind. You're waiting for that gun. And when that gun goes off, there's only one thing in your sights. Going for the finish line. That's it. You must run your own race too. You can't be worried about the other person next to you. Run your race. So everybody on your marks. And we are getting ready. We're going for the prize. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I want to also open our mics. Everybody, now pray. What do you want to experience and encounter from the Lord from day one? And we're not going to even wait for till the last day. From day one, what do you want to experience? Whether you are physically present or you are there by extension, to God be the glory. Let us pray. Open your mouths and call upon the Father of spirits. To God be the glory. Prayer in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, O Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray, O Lord, as we gather before you, O God, Father, let your power come down. Let your anointing, O God,
pour down upon their assembly. Lord, I God, in the midst of this mighty, you will say,
Lord, come down to me, Lord.
We gather them that are sold for the assembly. At that time, I will undo all that I put in.
From day one,
everything that I have printed your people, all the heavy burdens, prayers that have lingered, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where is the place of my rest? Assembly. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take pleasure in it. Say, come and be. I will take pleasure in this level.
Karabas,
Thank you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Lord. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are free. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And amen. And amen. Now, I'm going to give a prophetic activation. That's right. Over these things that we have prayed. And as we continue to pray, remember, this is day one only. This is day one. And it is a matter of calling forth us to the starting blocks. On your marks. For this day one. And I'm going to give a prophetic activation beginning today through the rest of this consecration time and ever every day of the conference. Sing, he says. I'm reading this out of Zephaniah chapter 3. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Verse 14. Shout, O Israel, you might say, walking with God family. Be glad and rejoice with all the earth, your heart, for the day has finally come. We've been talking about it for months, but now we've been talking about it since the beginning of the year, and now it's right here. Here's the prophetic activation over this conference. The Lord, it shall be said, and we say it in advance. God, the Lord declares the end from the beginning. So we prophetically activate these blessings over the conference. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. Glory to God. Everything that has been an enemy to the people of God, God has cast it out in this meeting from day one, hitting the ground running. We're going to see marvelous things, incredible testimonies from the Lord. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee, which shall be said, even of the conference. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. You know, from the moment you step into that conference, the moment the conference kicks off, those of you who are physically there and those that will be joining remotely, the Bible says, thou shalt see, and this prophetic activation says, thou shalt see evil no more. in that day shall be said concerning walking with God, fear thou not. And to all the people, let not your hands be slack. Let your hands be slack. Don't let any Sambalats and Tobiases and Geshems, don't let them discourage you. Bring wood, the Lord said. Come and build with me, and I will take pleasure in it, said the Lord. We activate those words over this conference in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the grace of God, the power of the prophetic spirit, we activate that over the conference in the name of Jesus. It shall be said to every one of you, fear thou not. And to ye folks, ye people, walking with God family, let not your hearts be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. We activate those words. We will see him mightily. He will save. We will see heaven pour down salvation. And we will save. He will rejoice. God will be there rejoicing with us. With joy. He will rest in his love. Glory to God. Our worship will be a sweet smelling sacrifice to him. You know, he will relax even in our worship. To God be the glory. And he will joy over us with singing. And here is a prophetic activation. I will gather. To God be the glory. Them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. Don't be one like that too. Even now, beginning today. Who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Every reproach that had been a burden for you. The Lord now says, I'm turning something around. God be the glory. I'm going to turn something around. God be the glory. I'm going to turn something around. God be the glory. God be the glory. God be the glory. Praise God. Now, Lord thy God, in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that have sorrowful heart to the solemn assembly. Everyone that had a reproach that was a burden over them for perhaps even years. The Lord said, at that time I will undo all that afflict you. Hallelujah. And I will save her that halted, gather her that was driven out, and I will get you praise and fame in every land, every area of your life where the enemy have put you to shame before. The Lord said, I will now get you fame and praise. And at that time, I will bring again, even at that time, beginning on September 3rd through 6th, you know, I will gather you, not effort to make you a name and a praise among the people. And I will turn back your captivity even before your eyes, said the Lord. That is the word of the Lord and the prophetic activation over this conference. To God be the glory. And let the people say amen. Come on now, everybody say amen. Open your mouth and say amen. And repeat any part of that activation. Repeat it for yourself. Any part of that, repeat it for yourself. Activate it for yourself. In the name of Jesus, activate it for yourself. I will undo all that I have afflicted you, said the Lord. And I will get you praise.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, we've gotten on the starting blocks now. It's on your marks. That's day one for you. And to God be the glory. And we'll be back tomorrow again for day two. By the grace of God, the next day, day two. So you're getting ready. And day three, we're going to have go. And then day four, we're going to have lift up. The Lord is clearing all the impediments out of the way. And I want the people's heart to rejoice and be glad. As you go through the day, the Lord will give you a word. That's right. Give me a word. Just for the conference, but a word for yourself too. Hallelujah. A lot of background noise. Sister Elizabeth, can you close your mic? Praise the Lord. I think the noise is coming from there. Elizabeth, close your mic, please. Praise the Lord. So the Lord will give you a word from the Spirit of God. Look for that word today. It's a prophetic activation. That's what this day is about. You know, you activate something, it means you crank it up, you get started on it. Wow, it's on your marks. And the Lord has given us a lot of things that we read out of this Zephaniah 3 today. So, you know, when you hear that word, when you hear the moving and see the moving of the Spirit among the mulberry trees, then you're ready. Thy people shall be willing, And we are willing, and we're ready. Are you ready? That's the question. I know I'm ready. I've been waiting for this day for months. I've been preparing my heart and praying and seeking the Lord for it for months. And we will not be denied. Glory to God. The heavens will not remain brass. And they may have, but now the Lord will give rain. He will make bright clouds give rain to every one grass in the field. The things that have afflicted you, that have been a reproach, cut a burden for you over the years. The Lord said, at that time, I will undo it. Glory to God. I am so confident in the Lord. I believe it with all my heart. And anyone that steps into that conference, both physically and virtually, said, at that time, saith the Lord, I will undo, glory to God, all that have afflicted you, wherein the reproach of it has been a burden over the years. That reproach, I will remove it. In one day, saith the Lord, when at that time will I do it. The Lord said he will joy over us, with joy he will rest in his law. Rejoice over us with singing. We thank God for these promises. So, so powerful. God be the glory. God be the glory. Well, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I'm talking about our September to Remember event that's coming up here. Today is exactly 2 weeks to the start of that event. Exactly 2 weeks from today. So today we have taken this day one of this consecration to pray for day one of the event. Well, before you get to day one, there are some things that lead up to that day one. So it's like on your marks and all the things. And we've been getting on our marks for several weeks and months now, preparing spiritually and mostly even physically. We've been preparing physical things. You know, you have to make preparation physically for so many things, and we've been doing it by the grace of God. My prayer and declaration is that the Lord will take all those preparations and see them as our effort to build. For the Lord said, go and bring wood and build, and I will take pleasure in it. So, Lord, all the things that we've been doing, we pray that you will see them as the effort to build. To build something here. And you said, I will take pleasure in it. That's our promise from the Lord. And we're holding on to it. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Well, I will yield my mic here. If anybody has any declaration they want to make. We're focusing on September to Remember only at this time. The next 2 or 3, 4 days through this consecration. And if the Lord gives you a word, that's fine too, as long as it relates to this meeting and this conference. Right now, that's what it's all about. He said, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Let them be focused with one mind and one heart. One purpose, speak one thing. And that's the purpose, that's the one thing we're speaking. And in a place of unity and accord like that, Bible says, fresh oil anointing from the head down to the heels, commanding of life even forevermore. So it is spoken, and so let it be, and so it shall be. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have something to share or declare, you may do so before we close. We'll be closing at the top of the hour. You can sing this chorus with me. Give me the grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me the grace
to follow.
Abundant
grace
to follow. Give me the grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me the grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Hallelujah. 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 Let's keep our minds on the Lord throughout this time of consecration. Hallelujah. Shut in with God in a secret place. There in the spirit, beholding his face. Yeah, in power to run in the ring. I want to be starting with God. Starting with God in a secret place. There in the spirit, beholding his face. Gaining new powers, running the race. I want to be shot in with God. Yeah, starting with God in a secret place. There in the spirit, beholding his face. Power to run in the race. I want to be sure. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as they go. They shall mount I will renew. Let's sing it, and declare for ourselves, you know, as we wait upon the Lord. I am waiting upon the Lord. I am renewing my strength. Personalize the song. I will mount up with wings as eagles. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. The Lord give everybody strength to go through this time of consecration. I know it's hard on the flesh, but that's what the flesh needs. Need to put the flesh under, mortify the deeds of the flesh and all these things. You know, the appetite and so on. You know, kill it. Put that flesh on the altar. Glory to God. God be the glory. you know. And so let's sing that chorus once or twice again and personalize for yourself. You know, instead of saying they that wait upon the Lord, say, as I wait upon the Lord. Instead of saying they shall renew, say, well, I will renew. And instead of saying they shall mount, say, well, mount, and I will mount, and I will run, and I will walk. Let's just personalize it, you know, as we sing it one or two more times. As I wait upon the Lord, I will renew my strength. I will mount up with wings as eagles. I will run and I will not be weary. I will walk and not be weary. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. As I wait,
as I wait
upon the Lord, I renew my strength. I will
mount up with wings
as eagles. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not be weary.
Help me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord.
Do it.
Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, to hear from you. We need a word, Lord. If we don't hear from you, what are we going to do? As God said, you will hear from me. Yes, I will speak a word behind your ear. We need a word. Show us a token, Lord, of encouragement. Speak, your servants are listening. We need a word from you, a word of encouragement to each and everyone that's in this house as you go through the day. Before we close, I'm going to turn over to Lady Evan to pray over the room and just close us out. Praise the Lord. You can pray over any of these things and close us out. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Evan, are you there?
Yes, yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we just thank you for this time of dedication. Unto you, O Lord, shall the people come. Unto you, O Lord, we are seeking your face. And this time, O Lord, that we have dedicated, Father, Lord, inhibit in us, O Lord, your spirit. Put your spirit, your grace to go through this time, Lord. Let every fabric of our bodies, Lord, be subject to the Holy Spirit. Let everything that we do, let the thoughts and the meditation of our hearts, let it be acceptable unto you, O Lord. Father, use us, O Lord. Bless our hands, every hand in this place, as we lift it up, Lord, this morning, unto your name, or this afternoon, and wherever we are, we lift up our hands unto you. Anoint our eyes, O Lord. Anoint our eyes, Lord, with ourselves, O Lord. Let us, the Lord, be able to see. Let us be able to your grace. Let it be upon our hands. Let everything that we touch be blessed. Let every sick that we touch be healed. Let everyone that encounter us during this September to remember, let them never be the same. Even as handkerchiefs were taken from the body of Paul, and Lord, I'm giving even to and heal the people. So, Lord, shall you make us fire, Lord, that they would take even our substance, our clothes, Lord, and be healed. They would touch our garments and be clean, and be healed of any ailment, anything that the Lord has not imputed. Lord, make us put your fire in us. Let us minister as fire. Lord, you said that your ministers, let them minister as fire. Father, let us burn every debris, everything that is not of you. Burn it out of us too in this meeting, Lord. Even as we prepare ourselves, O Lord, make us a habitation now that you can inhabit in, O Lord. And everyone that is not supposed to be used by you, you will not use them. You only use your own tools, your own children, Lord, that you have anointed. Anoint us this day. Anoint our eyes, Lord, with oil of gladness. Let us rejoice in your presence. Let us continually be in that presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as you are beginning to prepare us and you continue to perfect all that concerns us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. And I yield. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Everybody says amen and amen.